Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Greetings, everyone. This is Ruth Frazier, host of Building Community, Strengthening Nations, here on Chris Radio. And joining me in this very special session today is Mr. Brett
Shishkoff.
And Brett is going to co-host the program. He also produces a program here called The Beacon on Chris Radio. So, Brett, take a moment and tell us who you are and also what is The Beacon.
I am a production assistant here at Chris Radio, and The Beacon is an advocacy show that covers topics of interest for seniors, veterans, people with disabilities, and so we cover a wide range of topics, and we are aired on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. on AM 820 WCPT.
And tell us a little bit more about your background, Brett.
My background is I went to school for audio production and have done a wide range of audio projects ranging from recording bands to doing sound design for film and TV, and then also doing live sound at my church. And so now I am in the radio biz.
All right.
Yeah, doing a little bit of everything.
Well, we have a very special program today. We have an esteemed guest, Miss Becky Minzy. She is a pianist and vocalist and has appeared on some of the nation's top stages, including Lincoln Center and Carnegie Hall. She performs regularly with Tom Michael, and as a duo, they are recipients of Chicago After Dark's Outstanding Cabaret Artist Award. Importantly, for today's program, she is the musical director for Ella and Lena, the Ladies and Their Music. Welcome to our program, Becky.
Hi there. Glad to be with both of you.
Becky, take a moment and tell our audience about yourself.
Well, I moved to Chicago almost 30 years ago, or about 29 and a half years ago, to work with a theater company, and very quickly started making music and kind of came to the decision about, do I want to try to just make my living making music and or not, and decided to try that and have been making my music in Chicago and around the country for the last, 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I came from an area where I was working as a promoter. I would handle Tina Turner or Dionne Warwick or the Broadway tour of blah, blah, blah at a theater in Fort Wayne, Indiana, a 2,700-seat theater. And so I came into the kind of the performing world always being a performer, but also having a marketing sense. I kind of understood the business and show business idea. And I taught at Northwestern, adjunct, which means no benefits, poor pay, if you need a definition for that word. And for 17 years, and I teach master classes for theater students to really identify their product around the country. And one of the things I love doing most is I am one of the musical directors that works in tandem with an artist named Michael Feinstein and his program, the Songbook Academy Foundation, which is to keep the songs of the Great American Songbook. So for layman, that would be up till about 1960, alive. And the way he feels like he can do that is by really letting youngsters sing and love that music. So they must, kids across the country, hundreds of kids audition every year. And then we pick 40 to work with myself. One year it was Janice Siegel from Manhattan Transfer and a Broadway star and doctors who deal with vocal health and people who deal with what you wardrobe consultants and microphone, a girl from Disney who dealt with microphone technique. And I'm one of the mentors and musical directors for that program every year.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's always good to know where you've been before you know where you're going. So I like that you guys are giving a little bit of the history of music here in America. And that definitely helps to know how you're influenced, and a lot of the things that we listen to nowadays is influenced by prior music that has come 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Sure.
Well, Becky, we have an upcoming performance at the Auditorium Theater. Tell us the title and what's the inspiration behind this performance?
Well, this is a show that focuses on the musical contributions of two ladies celebrating their centenary birth this year. And that would be Ella Fitzgerald and Lena Horne. And I think it's called The Ladies in Their Music.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a show like this last year. It's all Chicago talent that encompasses the jazz, Chicago's jazz performers and theater performers and cabaret performers. And this year, we're going to be really focusing on the music of those two women celebrating the 100 years of contributions that they gave to musical history.
Mm-hmm.
And this coming Friday at 7:30 at the Auditorium Theater. And it's going to be seven different singers with the Rich Daniels City Lights Orchestra, which is a 17-piece big band.
Is that the same group that was for the Cole Porter?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That was a very good performance. I was there last week, or last year. it seems like last week because I can remember it so fondly. So, but I'm looking forward to it. Yep.
We have the same core five, but we've added two more people, mm-hmm. and they're knockouts. The show's going to be great. And the band, it's so much fun to sing with the band, and the auditorium got such a really wonderful response to that particular show that they asked us back.
Okay. Well, I want to run through the list of performers with you and tell us a little bit about them.
Sure.
Efe Butler.
Well, Efe Butler is coming on really, we brought her on thinking it would be great to have this monster in the musical theater scene, but she's a monster jazz singer, too. And she's a fabulous singer and interpreter of song. And she's won a couple of Jeff Awards, and she was just in The Taming of the Shrew at Chicago Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done several concerts with her.
Okay.
And then you want to give me the next name?
Sure. Joan Curto.
Well, this is really the brainchild of Joan Curto. Joan Curto is the director and serves as a co-producer with the Auditorium Theater, and she really is the heart behind and a lot of the muscle behind this particular show. She also is a fabulous cabaret entertainer, and Howard Reich of the Chicago Tribune has written up about Joan. And she has toured nationally, and she really has a wonderful Cole Porter show on her own. But she was brought into the auditorium to do a Billy Strayhorn show 3 years ago. And then she came back and presented this Cole Porter idea to them. And, you know, it's her brainchild, and she's really worked with the singers to find songs that she thought would convey a story. And she's an amazing interpreter of song.
And she's also a recipient of the Chicago After Dark Award for Outstanding Cabaret Artist.
She is. She's won that. She and I both have won a Gold Coast, Chicago Gold Coast Awards for Outstanding Contributions to Chicago Cabaret.
Great.
So she is well known in this community and loved.
Okay. And Rich Daniels?
Rich Daniels is a, we just listened to a podcast, my husband and I listened to a podcast coming back from Nordstrom's, if I really want to be more specific. But we listened to a podcast of Rich Daniels talking about this show, and he works as the musical director for the TV show Empire.
Oh.
And he's had an enormous career, but his love is really big band music. And so he will be bringing the musicians he loves working with, and he is as much a star of this show and what he brings as the seven singers.
Right, and he's founder of the City Lights Orchestra.
Yes, and that's the band that we'll be playing with, 17 pieces.
Right.
It's really the old traditional big band lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't hear so much of that anymore because of money.
Right.
In all honesty. Or also the auditorium has such size to it that, and such a beautiful, the sound in there and the acoustics in the auditorium theater are amazing. So that is a hall where you can really bring the City Lights Orchestra in, and it just fills the space.
Yeah, that was the one thing that I really noticed last year is I told my mom was the one who came with me last year, I said, you don't hear instrumentation and composition like this in music nowadays very often at all. And so that was what blew me away, was just the musicianship of this band and then also the composition that you guys were able to put together. It was just, you know, you don't really hear it nowadays, and it is a breath of fresh air again, I guess you could say.
Yeah, people don't see live music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing that you guys may not know about this is we didn't take pre-written arrangements. Like last year's Cole Porter, a lot of those, the actual arrangement, not the orchestration, but the arrangement of those songs, were ours, things that I had done for several singers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we contract Bob Ojeda, who is or was the orchestrator at one point for Count Basie's orchestra.
Mm.
And so these aren't hybrid arrangements that you could just hear Lena or Ella singing to on a recording,
mm-hmm.
that we just put our voices over. These are specific arrangements that we have picked the right key and made stylistic changes or paid homage to a very fantastic Ella arrangement. And so you're hearing the combined artistry of Rich and all of 17 of those musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Joan's vision, you know, my musical direction with that, and that particular, really honing in on what that particular artist is and what sells them. Because this isn't just a tribute to those two women. This is showcasing some of Chicago's musical talent and the auditorium producing an event that celebrates Chicago artists.
Mm-hmm. And this is why we are truly looking forward to this production, right, Brett?
Oh, most definitely.
And, you know, I just wanted to add with Rich Daniels that this orchestra, you know, has performed with some of the other great musicians that our audience may be familiar with, such as Ray Charles, Mel Torme, Dionne Warwick, Paul McCartney, and so many, many more.
And, you know, and Becky Minzy. That's a joke.
Of course.
Mel Torme and Becky Minzy. That's the way I would have put that. But you could put it any way you'd like.
That is some good company to be in.
Yes,
it is,
Becky. And tell us about Sophie Grimm.
Sophie Grimm is a new to... Well, she's young, and yet she has been performing on stage. Her family worked years at Branson's, and she has been performing for audiences since she was a baby.
Mm.
And she has a an amazing voice. She's done musical theater in this town. She was just in Trevor up at the North Light. No, that's wrong. Writers Theater up in Glencoe or View on the North Shore. Mm-hmm. And she's done projects at Chicago Shakes and at Marriott Lincolnshire and shows at Davenport's. I've played for Sophie several times. I think she won a SCAT contest when she was a kid in Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
she's just this renaissance, you know, the old term of a renaissance man.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie is kind of a renaissance woman. She does it all really well. I'm very excited about the fact that you're going to see somebody that you maybe have not heard and sing. And her voice is wonderful. She's just wonderful. I think she's amazing.
Oh, wonderful. We are so glad to really promote this because we're truly, truly looking forward to attending. Next, let's talk about Paul Murray.
Paul Marinaro.
Thank you. I knew I was destroying his name. Say it again for us, Becky.
Paul Marinaro.
Okay.
And if you read the Chicago Tribune, you have certainly read about Paul Marinaro. Howard Reich has written many a story about him. He's performed at Birdland in New York City, Jazz Showcase in every jazz club in Chicago, often at the Green Mill,
mm-hmm.
and a Winter's Jazz Club.
And Andy's Jazz.
Yes. He waited a long time. He moved here from Buffalo, New York, and started singing. And, you know, he's kind of this, I don't want to use the comparison of Frank Sinatra, but he's that hip Frank Sinatra type in this era.
Okay.
He's just, he will talk to the audience. His shows at the Green Mill are really wonderful. He's been written, I think he is the darling of the Chicago Tribune in the jazz world. He and Tammy, he and the other person in our show. And he's kind of that, he's hipper than Michael Bublé and a great musician.
Mm.
And the jazz festival, he's performed on the stage there. So he brings enormous style, and this is a man who knows who he is as an artist and has an enormous following, and I think deservedly so.
Definitely. And if our audience wants to know more or listen to more from him, in 2013, he released his acclaimed debut album, Without a Song.
The cool thing about that recording is that his father always wanted to be a singer, but raised a big Italian family.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul went on to do the thing that his father loved. But his father, years ago, had made these old recordings of himself singing, like Without a Song, with several of these songs. And Paul really financed an amazing project where he sang a duet with his father, a little a la Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole.
Oh, yeah.
And went up to the studio and took those old vintage recordings. And it's a fascinating CD. He has two CDs. But he waited. He didn't go into the CD world early.
Mm-hmm.
He waited until he knew he had a vision to make his debut something special.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Okay. Now, what is his other album?
You know what? I don't off the top of my head know.
Okay.
The name of it. I have it. I can't tell you the name of it. I could have told you the name of Without a Song. That was his debut CD.
Yes, ma'am. And tell us about Tammy McCann.
Well, Tammy McCann is the other right now hot and popping jazz artist in town. And there's really, I don't want to diss any of my friends because there's a million of them. It's a really mm-hmm. vibrant jazz community. But she's wonderful. Again, another favorite of the Chicago Tribune. And she's performed at Jazz at Lincoln Center. She and I both performed in that hall several times.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just there in October. And she's just a wonderful singer. She does concerts around the area. I think she recently performed at the Marine Valley in their art series.
Right. And we know that she's been in venues such as Blue Note and Carnegie Hall, of course, the Green Mill, and some of the luminaries, including Ramsey Lewis, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and Ray Charles, that she sung with, and of course, Becky Minzy.
We were at Carnegie Hall together. Tommy Michael. The three of us were in the same Cole Porter Carnegie Hall show.
Right.
Now, I was really kidding that last time about Mel Torme and Becky Minzy.
Well, tell us a little bit about Tom Michael.
Oh, I could, you know, I have a million stories about Tom Michael because he is, as the press has called us, he's my musical husband, and my real husband doesn't mind that.
Okay.
But he and I were just in Binghamton, New York at a concert up there. We work in the cabaret kind of concert area and tour. We sang at Carnegie Hall and Jazz at Lincoln Center many times. And then we'll travel. We're in Boca in May. We're singing with the Danville Symphony in December. Yes, there is a symphony in Danville. We're at the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium, and we're excited about that. We were with the Racine Symphony this summer. And he started out, he didn't study music when he was a kid at all, kind of shy. And then he got cast in Up With People. I don't know if you know what that was. But it was high school kids that toured around the country and sang very Americana, clean, you know, cut. And he toured doing that. And then we've been a duo for 20, it'll be 20 years this coming year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, now I understand why you call him your musical husband.
He is. We travel together really well. We are... he's one of my best friends, and I would miss the music if I lost him, but I would miss the friendship even more.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He is really a glorious, glorious voice. And I should have given you, I had Lily send one of Ife's clips, but I should have sent you Tom and I.
Mm-hmm.
But he is, I'm really proud of the music we make, and he is my favorite male voice in the city of Chicago.
Wonderful.
Actually, he and Paul are probably my two favorite male voices in the city.
Okay. Well, you guys make a wonderful musical duo. And again, we're looking forward to the performance of Ella and Lena, The Ladies and Their Music, this Friday, November 17th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets start at $29 and are available online at auditoriumtheater.org. And that's spelled with an R-E, so it's auditoriumtheater.org, or you may call 312-341-2300. And of course, you can go in person to the box office at 50 East Congress Parkway. Ella and Lena, The Ladies and Their Music. And if you'd like, you can add them to your subscription to the auditorium and receive discounts at 20 to 25%. So, please tell us a little bit more of what we're going to expect during the performance this Friday, Becky.
Well, you're going to really hear a little bit about these women. I mean, actually, Ella and Lena were rather different performers and really different. You don't hear much about Ella's early background. She kept that very close to herself. And Lena Horne got to the place where she really... she was kind of like an open book. Lena Horne was even blacklisted because she was a close friend of Paul Robeson's.
Right. And she was very involved in civil rights coming up,
too. Very involved. Lena, from an early age, really was her own person. I mean, she when she signed her contract with, she signed a six-year contract at MGM. And in negotiating the contract, she made them write into the contract that she did not want, and she demanded on playing more than just stereotypical black roles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she really knew who she was and what she wanted.
Right.
And had a lot of, she went through a lot of challenges. And I'm sure Ella did too. I don't want to diminish that. But Lena's were just so, more dramatized and more talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll hear a little bit of stories about these women. You'll certainly get a chance to celebrate the kind of artistry that they brought or the way their music makes you feel. And you get to hear it in a live performance way where I don't think people are appreciating live performance as much. For me, there's just nothing like it. So I think it's going to be I think Joan has put together a combination of people who are going to showcase the fire of Lena Horne and the enormous musicianship of an artistry of Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a Great night of music, and I definitely agree that the live music has definitely declined, that you don't really see too much of it, especially from, like you said, from the big band side of things. That's very, very rare to be able to see a 17-piece orchestra up on stage and enjoying some very, very good classic music from America.
Yeah, I think it's really fun for us because we don't get, there aren't rooms big enough to handle that, and we don't get enough opportunity to do that. So it'll be a fun chance to bring that to us, too.
Well, we just have a couple minutes left, Becky. Let's talk a little bit more about what's next for you.
Well, I kind of mentioned a few things. I just want to keep working. When I moved to Chicago, and I had several people say you should really move to New York, and I knew Chicago was right. The first week I was here, I knew it was my home. And so I'm involved in both the theater and the cabaret industry here. And so I have the symphony, Tom and I do, especially holiday symphony shows, and then Broadway and Pops kind of cabaret symphony shows. And I always say, my husband and I talk about how we want to create a kind of a life for ourselves where we have 7 or 8 wonderful moments in the year. And like, for instance, last year, Tammy to be on the same bill. Tammy and Tom and I were on this Carnegie Hall bill celebrating Cole Porter. We had the auditorium thing. I put together a show with Bob Mason for Chicago Shakes. You know, you have wonderful opportunities to tour. So I just want to continue kind of being inspired by the Chicago music scene and contributing to the Chicago music scene, including the audiences that that savor that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the Danville Symphony coming up and Holiday. And I co-host an open mic with Denise McGowan-Tracy at Pettorino's, which is right by the Goodman Theater. So I'm there almost every Monday night, where you can come in and hear any singer from an amateur to Tammy McCann or Becky and Tom popping in, or somebody who just loves to sing and wants to come in and have a great Let Us Entertain You meal and enjoy a show without a cover charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to just be a part. I want to continue to be a part of this of Chicago's music scene and be inspired by it. That's really what's ahead for me.
So
and pay
like
my mortgage. That's
what I had. So with the Cole Porter, you said you guys went out to Carnegie Hall and did a performance there. Was this something before last year's performance that you...
Yeah, it was Cole Porter's birthday, which was June 7th, or at least the concert. I don't know why I remember that date. I saw Hamilton the next night. And it was before the Tonys. That's how I remember the date. But it was June 7th at Carnegie Hall, and that was Cole Porter's actual birthday. And so that had nothing to do with the Auditorium Theater show. That was just, I think it was the Mabel Mercer Foundation in New York City was the producer of that with Carnegie Hall. And we were invited to do that. And then, because it was the Cole Porter centenary, so there were tons of Cole Porter things going on this year. Just as there have been several Ella and Lena things going on this year, just none with the Rich Daniels City Lights Orchestra.
Well, we want to thank you again, Becky Minzy, the musical director for
Ella. And I'm one of the headliners too. I'm one of the 7 heads. So I will be away from the piano on a few numbers, singing my not little fanny off, and entertaining in that way. Besides musical directing the rest of the act.
Well, thank you again for calling in on our live line here at Chris Radio. We look forward to seeing you this upcoming Friday, November the 17th at the Auditorium Theater. And again, you can get more information by going to auditoriumtheater.org or by calling 312-341-2300. And once again, Becky, give us that venue that you're at every Monday that we can catch you doing
Monday Night Live at Pettorino's. But I want to give you a real quick thing. Use a cabaret code. Use the word cabaret on your order. And I think you get a discount.
Oh, great.
$5 or $10, maybe.
Oh.
We always like to save money.
So there's my tip to all of you.
Okay.
Well, thank
you. Use the word cabaret, and you get a discount on the tickets.
Thank you so very much, Becky, for joining us today. Thank you, Brett, for sitting in on the FACT Building Community Strengthening Nations program. And we want to wish everyone an upcoming wonderful Thanksgiving as well. Peace and blessings. Bye now.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's dream, it's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the words of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with somebody new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of everyone's dream, it's over my head. Oh, do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider a romance. If you take the words of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with somebody new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memories, and other arms may hold a thrill. Please do nothing till you hear from me. Do nothing till you hear it from me. No, don't do nothing, don't do nothing. Back off, sit down, skip out, cool out, chill out, move out. You better sit back till I tear you down. Hey, yeah. Do nothing till you hear from me. You better not pick up the phone and call. You better not go to the store. You better not take a drink. You better not talk at all. Do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will. Y'all better play.